A casement high and triple arch there was, all garlanded with carven imageries of fruits and flowers and bunches of knot-grass, and diamonded with panes of quaint device innumerable of stains and splendid dyes, as are the tiger moth's deep damask'd wings. And in the midst, among thousand heraldries and twilight saints and dim emblazonings, a shielded scutcheon blushed with blood of queens and kings. Full on this casement shone the wintry moon, and threw warm gules on Madeline's fair breast, as down she knelt for heaven's grace and boon. Rose bloom fell on her hands together pressed, and on her silver cross soft amethyst, and on her hair a glory like a saint. She seemed a splendid angel, newly dressed, save wings, for heaven. Porphyra grew faint. She knelt, so pure a thing, so free from taint.
The spring of 1819 included a spell of unusually warm and balmy weather, which Keats was able to enjoy in the garden of Wentworth Place. In those days, Hampstead was more country than town, a place where the song of the nightingale would have been a familiar sound. And in this kindly atmosphere, Keats began the composition of his great odes.